Hallelujah. You know what, Isaiah? I was watching you, and you danced like David danced. Hallelujah. You got any dancers in the house? And hallelujah. I was watching him. I mentioned the brother back there. Amen. What's his name? Amen. Because I always notice the dancers in the church. Amen. Let's stand to our feet. We're going to read the word of the Lord. Amen. If you put our scriptures up this morning. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Hallelujah. I want to preach today on lead me to the rock. Let's pray together that God will anoint us to receive his word. Father, we thank you today, Lord. Yes, from the rising of the sun till the going down of the same, your name shall be praised. We give you all the glory, and we pray, God, you'll anoint our hearts to receive your word right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Are you ready? I said, are you ready? Are you ready to lift up your hands and give God a shout of glory? Lift up holy hands without doubt or wrath. Come on. Hallelujah. Let the devil know we praise God. Hallelujah. Praise him. Clap your hands. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, before you sit down, turn to somebody and say, neighbor, praise is what I do. God bless you. You may be seated. Amen. Hallelujah. I thank God for his blessings this morning. He woke me up out of my sleep and slumber. Let me see a brand new day. Hallelujah. He's always put food on my table. He's put clothes on my back. He's put shoes on my feet. And he put a roof over my head. If God has been good to you, you owe him a praise. Hallelujah. God deserves all the glory. Amen. And when we give him all the glory, amen, his blessings come down upon us. Raise your hands again and praise God. Hallelujah. God is here and anything can happen. It is a house of miracles. God wants to give you a miracle. God wants to bless you. Amen. All you have to do is call on his name. Hallelujah. His arm is not short. His ear is not heavy. There's nothing God cannot do. Hallelujah. To them that believe that he is and what? He is a rewarder of them that call on his name. Yes. Jesus is here. Hallelujah. Amen. There may be a generation that doesn't go to church anymore. But I'll tell you what. That just means we've got to get out and start working more for God. Amen. There are a lot of people that say that they are religious. You can be religious and not changed. You can dress somebody up to look Pentecostal, but it's not always what we look like on the outside, but what's going on the inside. If you haven't changed, amen, then something's not right because the Holy Ghost changes us. You can be religious and not even saved. Matter of fact, you could be sitting on a church pew or chair and go to hell. Hallelujah. So when I make an altar call, all of us should be on this altar praising God and talking to God, telling God, I'll do your will. I'll do whatever you want, God. Hallelujah. Amen. In the Bible, the rock symbolizes power. Amen. David asked God, lead me to the rock. David is desperate. His heart, the Bible said, was overwhelmed. Amen. Matter of fact, David had to learn to encourage himself in the Lord. Hallelujah. Sometimes the worst hurt that I felt wasn't from sinners, but it was from people that called themselves the people of God. I didn't know where to turn many times, but I had to say to God, lead me to the rock. Yes. Amen. Lead me to the rock of my salvation. Amen. I go to the rock. Amen. I may be troubled on every side, but I'm not in distress. I may be persecuted, but I'm not in distress. Amen. Hallelujah. All the things that are coming against me. Amen. And I've been there. Amen. But I found a rock that I could go to. Yes. Amen. Remember, you can run through a troop and leap over a wall. David had to encourage himself. Matter of fact, amen, David's men wanted to kill him. Can you imagine that? He led them into battle, great victories, and now because the enemy took their women and children away, they spoke of killing David. Where could he turn? He couldn't turn to anybody but God. I don't know if you've ever been in that position before. Amen. But if you live long enough for God, you will be in that position. Where do I turn? Amen. Where do I go? Hallelujah. I'm here to tell you there's more for you than against you. Amen. When I was in China, and I did work with the Chinese people, amen, they would have marathons. And I might have told you this before, but the reason why I'm telling you this today, the Olympics just finished. Amen. And sometimes we as Americans, we believe that nobody can defeat us. But I think the American basketball team realized there's some guys out there that can beat us. If it wasn't for a little guy named Steph, they wouldn't be wearing gold medals. We take sometime the enemy lightly. But he's come to beat us. Victory always starts with a winning attitude. It's not about I, it's about us. It's not about me, but it's about the team. Amen. I thank God for my mentors and walking with God. Amen. Gave me advice that there will be a time in Vietnam. There will be a time in China. There will be a time in America where you don't know where to turn and you get discouraged and nobody's there to root you on. Amen. You have to learn to encourage yourself. Speaking to yourself in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, making melody in your heart. If you were able to watch the Olympics, people were waving flags of their country. And they were cheering them on. Come on, you can do it. Come on, those runners. And you can't mess up. We had a relay team that messed up. Probably should have won that gold medal, but they dropped it. They messed the baton up. How often do you practice handing off a baton? And you messed it up. And God is saying to the next generation, this generation right now, don't drop the baton. Our elders pray. You know, we need to pray more, not less. You can find the people that show up for prayer meeting. That's not the majority of the people. You'll point out, well, these people always show up for prayer meeting. Amen. Because they know they've got to get to that rock. They've got to find a place in God. Amen. Because we're fighting things today that we have never fought before. The enemy knows that he's going to hell, and he knows right now the days are short. He wants to turn people against each other. He's always been that adversary. He's like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. Amen. But there's a crowd of angels, amen, that is cheering us on. I'm not going to drop the baton. And those angels said, be careful now, will you? We're turning it over to a younger generation. You preachers you've been around a long time, and there's a younger generation coming up. But I got news for the younger generation. Don't drop the baton, because we're still one God, apostolic, tongue-talking people. Hallelujah! We can't let down. Hallelujah! We're too close to the end. So learn to take that baton. And the crowd cries out, hallelujah. They're cheering you on, hallelujah, amen. There's a Chinese marathon they'd be running, and the crowd would cry out, Jia Yo. Jia is a fourth tone. In Chinese, it's eight tones. So Jia, and then Yo is the third tone. Jia Yo, Jia Yo. Cha-yo. So while you're running, you can hear these people. Cha-yo. Cha. It actually means add oil. In my journey with God, running this race, I can hear the angel saying, Cha-yo. Cha-yo. Cha. And it's just by them cheering me on. Those runners get inspired. There's somebody backing me, amen. I want you to know if you find that rock, amen, Jesus. The Bible said that rock was Christ, amen. You don't hit the rock, but you talk to the rock. Hallelujah. And if you talk to the rock will talk to you. Hallelujah. It also said that they drank from the rock. Lead me to the rock of my salvation. Hallelujah. David had killed a lion. Imagine that. Later he kills a bear. But then here comes a man that's about, he's, I think if you measured Goliath, he was 9 foot and 9 inches. And he still couldn't dunk a basketball. Amen. Probably. Now there he is. His shield and all the armor that he had. I wrote this down. He had a helmet on. He had armor that weighed 1,365 pounds. He had a spear and a javelin. Amen. And he looked at David and said, you're just a lad. You're just a boy, and you've insulted me by coming against me. But David knew that he had been to the rock. He knew what it was, amen, to be faced with death and destruction. So he knew he could take this giant down. He reached down. What did he pick up? What did he pick up? He picked up 5 stones. Or stones or rocks. But it only took 1 rock. Because that rock was Christ Jesus. That 1 rock, amen, when I go to the rock, will take down any giant that comes against me. Amen. Hallelujah. I like to collect rocks. I went to a place in Israel one time, down by the Dead Sea, just south of the Dead Sea, was a great big rock mountain. And it was called Masada. Masada was where zealots, that meant very Orthodox Jews, they fled the Roman army. And there were a little over 900 Jews that went up there. And 8,000 Roman soldiers were going to go up and kill them. It took the mighty Roman army like 8 years or so to get up to that mountain because the Jews refused to surrender. The conflict in Israel, don't worry about Israel. They are going to win because God is on their side. Hallelujah. It deals with what God gave them a long time ago, a land that was called amen. Israel. Amen. Hallelujah. You say, well, they're both wrong because they both don't believe in Jesus. That's the problem. If they both sides believed in Jesus, amen, maybe they would come together. Hallelujah. I always say it too. God doesn't have a white church or a black church or a Chinese church or a Hispanic Spanish church. God only has one church. He has one church, and he wants us to believe in one Lord, one faith, one baptism. Somebody stand up and say, hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Masada, if you ever go to Israel, is one of the most popular tourist attractions. Yeah, actually, when I went up there, we had a cable car. You had to take a cable. Have you ever been there, anybody? You have, okay. Well, I picked that rock up. When I came down, I put it in my suitcase and brought it back to America and wrote Masada. Later, they told me you're not supposed to take anything out of Israel like that. But when I was down at the Jordan River, people had bottles, and they were trying to scoop up the water. I don't know if they got it on an airplane or not. Probably not. But they were going to take the water from the Jordan River back home with them. Amen. But when I would look at that rock, I would think of Masada. that how these brave zealot Jews refused to surrender. And matter of fact, when the Roman soldiers finally conquered that mountain, that rock, there was only one lady and a couple of her children that survived that were up there.
Amen.
They knew their safety was on a rock. The word rock is mentioned 142 times in the Bible. Amen. Not long ago, a couple of weeks ago, we had a family outing. My son came up from Florida. He met us down in Branson. You know, he got us an Airbnb, and all of us, how many was it? 16 of us or something? Stayed in one big Airbnb. And thank God he wanted to do it because he got a bonus on his job and opened the door for all of us as a family to go. So he had an itinerary. He said, tomorrow we're going to go to Sight and Sound and we're going to see Esther. Well, I'd already seen Esther, but I went to see it again. Now they got King David. I'm hoping I can get back and see King David. Amen. But one day he said, Dad, we're going to the top of the rock. What? I never heard of that. Yeah, it's right here in Branson over here. Oh, we're going to go to the top of the rock. They got golf carts and started going up to the rock. When I got up there, there was a church there. Church built on a rock. That's why I want to read this scripture. Let's go to Matthew chapter 16, verse 13 and 19. When Jesus came to the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, whom do men say that I am? Okay. And they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah, are one of the prophets. He saith unto them, but whom say ye that I am? Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto thee, thou art Peter. Now here I want you to follow this, because he's saying Peter, but he's actually using the word Petros. Okay? Because there are a lot of so-called Christians that believe that the church is built on Peter. This is the scripture that they want to prove that the church was built on Peter. Okay? I say unto thee, thou art Peter, or thou art Petros. Right? Amen. And upon this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I got news for you, amen. Jesus may not be the Petros because he is the Petra. Petros means little stone. Amen. But Petra means a big rock. I don't have to go to Peter, even though he preached on the day of Pentecost and had the keys to the kingdom. This church is built on Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I said this church is built on Jesus. That's why we apostolics love the name of Jesus. That's why we know the church is built on Jesus. We know everything is Jesus. We're not Jesus only, we're Jesus everything. Hallelujah. Jesus in the morning. Jesus in the noontime. Jesus when the sun goes down. We're going to praise God. Hallelujah. Because praise, that's right, is what we do. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. The first mention of the church, amen, is a rock. The only foundation that we have. The foundation is built upon by the apostles and the prophets and Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone. Amen. Jesus is the rock of all ages. He's a solid rock. On the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. The parable of the two people that built houses. One built his house in the sand. Amen. You see, I had a man in Taiwan come to me, Taiwan, Republic of China, and he was an American. I thought, oh, man, I got a fellow American over here. He said, what brings you to Taiwan, China? I said, well, I'm a missionary, and he got mad at me. He said, these Chinese have their own gods. I said, you mean that big statue right there of Buddha? Is there a God? Yeah. They had this big temple with Buddha. You could see him for miles and miles. You drive down the highways, you can see Buddha up there. I've been there. I've seen the people bow down. I've seen them light their incense sticks. I've seen them. And I began to tell them, amen, you might have religion. There may be 4,200 and something religions in the world. But it's going to take more than religion to get you to heaven. You got to be born again. You all didn't hear me. I said you got to be born again. Except a man be born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. If you're here today and you're not born again, you say, what are you talking about? I said the sinner's prayer. I asked God to come into my heart. No, I'm talking about God filling you with the Holy Ghost until you speak in tongues, until you go down in the water in Jesus' name. That's the rock I'm talking about. Hallelujah. I'm going to the top of the rock today. I'm going to stand on the rock, the solid rock. So you build your house in the sand. Amen. You see, Brother Rick, Mike needs to go to the rock. I hope when you see him, tell him that. No matter what condition you're in, David was there. He encouraged himself. There's times that you're all alone. Especially when I was a missionary. My wife and I were all the time in some places. There were no apostolics. Amen. We had to go to the rock and say, God, help us. In sickness when they didn't think we'd live. When I got COVID, and I heard the doctor and nurse talk and said, I think he's got about 3 days to live. Amen. I said, I'm not going to die. I'm going to live. I heard what y'all were talking about, but I'll tell you what, I'm going to call my wife and tell her to come over here and get me out of this hospital. Because y'all are going to try to kill me. I heard you say you're going to put me on a vent. And you ain't putting me on no vent. She came over and got me in a wheelchair, took me to Vandalia, amen. I went to a doctor. He gave me hydroxychloroquine or whatever it was. And 3 days later, my pneumonia in both lungs cleared up, amen. And that's been over 2 years ago. And I'm still praising God and worshiping God. Hallelujah. Amen. What happened? I'm still dancing. I'm going to dance. The devil tried to kill me, but I tell you what, I went to the rock. Oh, lead me to the... Come on, somebody ought to stand up and dance. Somebody ought to stand up and jump. Somebody ought to stand up and praise God. Lead me to the rock. Lead me to the rock of my salvation. Yes, we're not in distress. We are not perplexed. Hallelujah. Because we know who the rock is. Oh, hallelujah. So you're going to build your house in the sand. You're going to build your house on religion. Amen. Hallelujah. That man's telling me they have their own gods. That's the tough part about being a missionary. Because I was in places, amen. And we have missionaries in Middle East countries, they could get their heads cut off. Talking about Jesus. Amen. As a missionary, amen, you're coming against your culture. And you're coming against their beliefs, ancient beliefs. The Chinese would say that their history goes back over 5,000 years. And they've been worshiping the same stuff, the moon, the stars, all kinds of stuff. And here comes a missionary and said, you know what? That moon can't save you. Those stars can't save you. Worshiping the ocean out there can't save you. And you begin to tell them how they should be saved. And there's always somebody that's got a devil in them and wants to come to you. Amen. When that man came in my house one day, took a butcher knife, put it to my wife's chest, said, I'll cut your heart out. People don't know this, and I should probably write a book and talk about it, but I don't. We never knew that we'd ever get back to America. I went to Japan last year and preached at a general conference. Amen. People have asked me, do you want to make another trip overseas? And I said, you know what? To be honest with you, I really don't want to go overseas anymore. Because I want to see American people come to the rock.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. We have missionaries over there, and I pray for them every day. Amen. But so many people in our country is building their hopes in the sand. In the sand, folks. We don't believe in aborting a baby when a mother's 9 months old. Can you imagine that? A woman carries a baby for 9 months. That's a fully developed baby. And there are people in our country that said it's all right to kill them. Oh, y'all getting quiet on me now. Amen. All kinds of weird stuff's happening. And we wonder, Lord, what happens to the next generation? Will they even believe in God? Do they know anything about the rock? Do they know, hallelujah, when they need a shelter, when they need a friend? Where do you go? I'll tell you where you go. You go to the rock. Yeah. Hallelujah. Where can I go? Hallelujah. Who do I turn to? Yes, when I need that shelter. When I need a friend. When I'm in pain. When I'm in distress. When I'm disappointed. When I'm troubled. I'll tell you where you go. You go to the rock. David was our example. Lead me to the rock. David actually said, my steps were well nigh slipped. Amen. And he just thought, I'm about ready to fall. Psalms 62:2 says, he only is my rock. That's the only rock we got. You can build your house in that sand. Amen. I've seen people that came to church, were apostolic, walk out of the door, seen them later, they didn't look Pentecostal anymore. They didn't act Pentecostal no more. And they didn't even go to when they did go to church, they didn't go to a Jesus name church. They didn't go to a Jesus name church, they evidently didn't believe our message. Hallelujah. And it broke my heart to see what was going on. And we're praying for the backslider, amen. We need to travail in these prayer meetings. God, bring those backsliders back because they don't realize what Satan's got for them. They're building their house on the sand. But as far as me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. Start praising God again. Start lifting up God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Apostle Paul was troubled. Hallelujah. It didn't take long for Paul to find trouble. Everywhere Paul went, he found trouble. He was arrested. He was persecuted. He was beaten. But he knew the answer. I'm going to go to the rock. Yes, the Philippian jailer. Amen. Paul and Silas were in jail. They had handcuffs or chains wrapped around them on their feet and their hands. And they were guarded by two Roman soldiers. And they started singing at midnight. Wait a minute, man. We're going to be probably killed here in a few days, and there's no way to escape. We got chains on us. Amen. We're handcuffed, and there's two Roman soldiers watching over us. What can we do? Well, they can't stop us from going to the rock. They can't stop me from praising God. They can't stop me from singing a song, hallelujah. And they begin to sing and praise God, amen. And when they did, the chains fell off, amen. And the angel of the Lord let them right out the door. I'm talking about whatever situation you're in. And you say, I don't know where to go, where to turn. Hallelujah. This church is a rock. God put this church right here. And he said, upon this rock, I'll build my church. Yes. I may be troubled. Amen. Anxiety may come my way. But I'm going to go to the top of the rock. I'm going to stand on that rock. I remember climbing a rock in Vietnam. Amen. It was right outside of Da Nang, big rock, and I'm standing on top of the rock, and I claim Vietnam. Amen. 8 years working as a missionary in Vietnam. During the war, I was combat support on a C-130 crew that based out of Taiwan. That's where I stayed and worked on airplanes. Amen. Hallelujah. That war has kind of drifted away. You never hear nothing about those guys anymore. Hallelujah. Another generation comes, and another generation comes. Amen. And then you realize one day you wake up. Amen. You wake up and say, man, I'd like to play basketball. And you get out there and you can't shoot a jump shot no more. Your feet won't even go up in the air. I mean, I was a point guard. And the knees start hurting. And the back starts hurting. And boy, it takes a long time for me to get out of bed. You know why? Because I'm up two or three times during the night. Amen. And I'm starting to think, am I wearing down? Is this it, God? Am I coming down the last road, that dusty road? Lord, I'm 77 years old. And a younger generation's coming up. Three of my grandchildren yesterday, two days ago, checked into Urshan Graduate School. One's a senior, too. I'm going to be sophomores. Amen. It won't be long. They'll be out of Bible college. Now, Urshan College is no longer a college. It happens to be a university. The apostolic people, amen, have come such a long way, amen, what God has done, amen. Praise God. I look at those young kids out there, and I think, I can't believe these little kids are going to get their degrees and all kinds of stuff now. And apostolics have finally arrived. They're lawyers, they're doctors, they're everything. You know, when I came in Pentecost, nobody was a doctor that I knew was a doctor or a lawyer, amen. And God has blessed us, but with God's blessing, amen, don't take it for granted, amen. Hallelujah. Because if you take it for granted and you say, no, look, we're the best relay team in the world, man. Everybody knows we're going to win today. No, if you drop the baton. You can't live on another generation. You've got to go and learn how to get to that rock. Because the day's going to come and everything's going to go wrong for you, amen. And you're going to say, I don't know what to do and I don't know where to turn. And God said, here I am on this rock. Come on, somebody stand up and give God some praise. Stand up and give God, hallelujah, some honor. I'm going to the rock. Lead me to the rock. I said, lead me to the rock. In my anxiety, amen, in my trouble, I'm going to find that rock. Lead me to the rock of my salvation. Hallelujah. Well, it's time to go to the rock, folks. I'm going to open this altar up. I'm not going to preach real long today. But the thought I want you to know is you have to, in your troubled times, like David went through, he said, lead me to the rock. The rock happens to be the church. Don't run away from the church, because outside the church, there's no hope. This is the rock. Upon this rock, Jesus, I come to you, Lord, today. Hallelujah. You need to walk down to this altar and say, God, I want to know your will for me. You need to come around this altar and say, God, save my people. Save my family. God, you know I'm slipping, God. My house has been on the sand, but I need today to make sure my house is built on a rock. So when the storm comes, it's not going to be moved. Hallelujah. Lead me to the rock today, Lord. Hallelujah. It's going to take more than religion to get us there. You say they have their own gods. Those aren't gods. Those are idols. Oh, I want to lead somebody to the rock today. What do you want me to do, God? Who do you want me to pray for today? Save my people. Save my daughter. Save my son. Come on. This altar is open for you to intercede before God right now. Lead my family to the rock. It's the only way I can survive. There's a generation that doesn't know you. Winning starts with the right attitude. Victory starts with a winning attitude. I'm not gonna be a fault finder. Somebody's standing on the rock right now.
David found the answer. Lead me to the rock. Lead me to the rock.